It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
How's the baby and the dog?
Sister Sabrina, could you please open the prayer line up with prayer, please?
Father, we just come to you this evening giving you praise, glory, and honor in advance, knowing that we're going to hear a word from the Lord, a right now word, a word that changes the hearts and the mind of your people. Lord, I thank you. You told us to be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. And so tonight, as Pastor Smith prepares to prophesy the word of God into our lives, that God, every anxious spirit that would try to come against this time in our lives on this prayer line, we command it to loose its hold. And we thank you for a clear understanding. Open our ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Open our hearts to receive what the Spirit of God is saying. And I pray today, God, that this life-changing word will not return void, but it will prosper what it's sent out to do. I bind and rebuke the enemy with that, which try to come against our time of fellowship, and I thank you for victory in our lives today because of the word spoken tonight. In Jesus' name, bless this time as we give you praise and glory. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how to reach out to us. We have a prayer line twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday number is 858-357-9137, and that's at 6 p.m. Wednesday, the number is 916-588-9688, and that's at 8 p.m., both Pacific Standard Time. Listen in on Sundays at 2:15 p.m. on Wednesday Nightline, which is the 916-588-9688 number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to sghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California. That's 95660. If the Tuesday night prayer line ever has any interference, please use the Wednesday night number as a backup. It's time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 28 and 29, and Psalms, the 33rd chapter, verse 10. Again, that's Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 28 and 29, and Psalms 33, verse 10. When everyone get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God, to breathe life to this word so we can receive what we have need of. And we give you praise for it, for life from your breath now in Jesus' name. This word is the word of encouragement for the people of God, for those that love God. And this word will going to encourage you, for we're in perilous time and we need a word to hold on until manifestation comes. So these words are words of encouragement for you to hold fast and not give up and not give in. And that's why we're going to intercede and pray after the word. So the word tonight is to encourage you that are in love with God. You are to claim this word. This is for people that are in love with God who can claim this word. And this word is to encourage you, no matter what you are going through at this time, because you love God, God is on your side. He He is reinforcing everything that he has already set up for you because you love God and you are in his plan. You're going to see by the word of God. This word should encourage you tonight. That's whatever persecution you're going through, whatever suffering you're going through, whatever calamities, that the Spirit of God will cause everything to cooperate with his purpose. And this is the word that you need to receive tonight. Romans 8:28-29, please.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
This word is so direct. We know all things, God's work for good with those who love him, those who have called according to his purpose, for whom God did know foreknowledge, God predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that they might be firstborn among many brethren. This word is about what God has spoken. He has predestined. He has already allowed his mouth to release beforehand the things that he planned. It's not about us. It's about what he has predestined. And when he has predestined something, that means whatever God planned for whatever generation, there are people that has to fit in that plan. And so when people are fit into the plan of God, this word should encourage you, saints of God, because this is God's plan. What he has predestined, all the events for every generation, beforehand, by the mouth of God. So every event, every generation, the thing that God has said that must happen, there are people that love God that fits into that plan. I'm talking about what God has predestined it. So this night, God is speaking to you that whatever he has predestined, because you love God, and whatever event, whatever plan he has set up, it's for people that love God, fits into that plan. And that means when the enemy comes against you, coming against the plan of God I'm talking about, and you are called to be a part of what God has spoken beforehand, before you was born. And because you love God, this word is to encourage you. Anyone that loves God, the devil hates you. He comes in to frustrate everything because when you love God, you are beginning to be in a place of transformation, to be conformed to the image of God, meaning I yield to God. My spirit is in harmony with God. I'm in agreement with God. And so what God does, he includes you. He puts you in that place where that event has been set up before you was born. Why? Because of your obedience. And the devil hates obedience. Because the word of God says, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So the enemy is going to come against you. That's me. Anyone that's in love with God. We know that Jesus was prophesied, the Messiah, he was prophesied. He was predestined by the plan of God. It was God's plan that Jesus be born. It was God's plan. And so when Jesus was born, he yields to what? Obedience. But before he was born, the enemy fought him. The enemy came against that birth through a king. And we know what happened with that king. That king was stopped by God. And Jesus was kept in a safe place. And as he exterminated all those babies, they could not he could not touch Jesus. He was in a safe place. Well, why? Because it was predestined that the Messiah would be born. It was God's plan. And Jesus was born a part of the plan, saints of God. I want to encourage you tonight. It was an event that Jesus had to be born. So Jesus came to suffer and to be obedient and to yield to God's plan. And so what God had to do, he had to bring reinforcement to do what? To protect the plan, saints of God. And what did God do? He stopped that wicked king. He overthrew that wicked king because the plan of God had to come to pass. So this is a word of encouragement for you. All things are working together for your good. I don't care what kind of calamities you're going through. I don't care what kind of persecution you're going through. I don't care whatever it may be that you are going through, it's working together for good for anyone that's in love with God. And what God is doing on the back scene, he is going into those places that you and I can't do. He did this for Jesus. He's making everything to come into cooperation with his purpose for you, saints of God, tonight. He made everything to come in cooperation with what he had prophesied about Jesus. He brought in reinforcement. And who was included in the plan? Joseph and Mary. Joseph and Mary. They were not disobedient to the plan of God. They what? Yield to the plan of God. They yield to the plan of God. They were told and obedient to what God had spoken out of his mouth, that Jesus would be born. And so what did God do? Whenever the enemy came against them, God revealed, God brought in reinforcement, God stopped, he dissolved every plan that was against them, he disconnected and prevented everything that would come against Joseph and Mary. You should be shouting in your spirit, because God wants you to know all things are working together for your good, thanks to God. The devil can't block. The devil can't prevent. God's going to stop him. It's working for your good. The intentions of God, the things he has predetermined, it must cooperate with God's purpose, thanks to God. It must agree with God's purpose. And what God does, he go in and dissolve, he go in and stop, he go in and block, he go in and prevent anything. I'm talking about anything that would prevent his purpose from being fulfilled in your life. You that love God tonight, this is to encourage you. Psalm 33:10, please.
The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect.
This is agreeing with what this word just said. All things are working together for your good. He said, God, stop the counsel of the ungodly. He overrules by his power. He frustrates the counsel of the heathen, saints of God. And his chosen people are always what? Successful. What he's saying, he break their plans, he annullate their plan. And the plan of God yields. What God does, he comes in and he disappoints every wicked device that's coming against you tonight, thanks to God. Because you are in love with God. I don't care what kind of calamities you're going through. I don't care what kind of persecution you're going through, what type of suffering you are going through. We are co-laborers. We are co-laborers with his word. We are co-laborers with Jesus. What am I saying? We are team players. So when anything come in to interfere with team playing, who no longer want to be partners with what that God has purposed, and you have so yield to it, that means in any group, in a family affair, in a fellowship, in a job, in a business, in a relationship, anything that's come against you, the Spirit of God say he calls those things to come subject to his will, his plan, what he has decreed. What happened with Judas when he was out of the plan of God? What happened? The Spirit of God came in, stopped Judas, and he sent in another disciple. He replaced Judas. What God does, he replaced that thing that's going to fight against you. He replaced that thing that will fight against you. God himself replaced Judas because he got out of the will of God. He got out of the plan of God. He moved in his own selfish reason. The Lord stopped him because Jesus had to go to that cross. The Lord stopped him because Jesus had to fulfill the plan of God. The Lord stopped him, and Jesus completed the plan. And what happened? Another disciple came in and replaced who? Judas. So what am I saying tonight? Whatever you're going through, God wants you to be encouraged tonight, because everything must cooperate with his purpose for you. Because he has set up an event. I don't care if it's a business event, it's a fellowship event, it's families, it's a companionship, it's relationship, it's your children, it's your job, it's your welfare, it's your health, whatever that's is in a state of crisis or calamity tonight, because you love God, because you are being transformed and conformed to his image, because you have yielded yourself to God, God wants you to know tonight every ungodly counsel he shall overrule for you. You don't have to do anything, but just like Jesus did, yield, obedient. He stayed in the will of God, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he knew he had to go to that cross. He prayed, "Not my will, but thine will be done," because he knew he was born for the purpose to go to the cross. He was in a fleshly body as he was praying, but he yielded his will to the will of the Father. And he was obedient unto death. The plan was fulfilled that God had announced over humanity. The plan was fulfilled because Jesus obeyed the will of God, because he loved his Father. He said, "If you love me, you will obey me." He loved his Father. He yielded to his will, and everything that came against Jesus to stop could not prevail. God stopped it. So what is God encouraging you tonight? Every event for this particular dispensation that a person have to walk in that plan, and because they love God, when the enemy comes in to frustrate the plans of God over that thing that God has spoken before the world was formed, the events for 2018, the thing that you were born to move in those events, and every demonic power and every spirit of the evil one that comes in, God said, "I will stop for you. I will overrule every wicked thing, every wicked counsel, everything the heathen has set up against you, God gonna cause everything to be in a team playing environment for you, thanks to God. That's what he did for Mary and Joseph. When Mary was going through, there was Elizabeth to encourage her. God always has someone that's going to be a team player. He's going to have someone going to be a helper for you to come in partnership with you. He's going to have someone going to stand and say, I want to do something good for the group. Not destroy the group. I want to be a team player. I want to do something good. He's going to send those individuals in your life. God used people to fulfill his plans in the earth. Whatever your family is going through, whatever fellowship you're in, and the enemy want to come in with something to disturb it and stop team player, whatever job you're on, whatever business you're connected to, whatever business being birthed out of you, saints, God wants you to know whatever he creates, he can take care of it. Whatever God creates, he's the creator. He knows how that thing must work. If he creates anything and that thing is falling apart, if God created, God make it work. When God creates, God make that thing obey him. When God creates, God calls that thing to produce. When God creates, God calls that thing to be successful. When it's a God thing, it must come in cooperation with the purpose of God. So that means when anything comes in and want to break it down, want it to fall apart, want things to be pulled in another direction which out of the will of God, God, what do God do? He comes in and bring reinforcement. He comes in and block and prevent anything from working against you. He comes in, he annihilates. He comes in and he will dissolve. He will disconnect in order for that purpose, that thing that he has spoken before you became, the events for 2018, and God said it must be, if he had to put another person in the slot, it shall come to pass. He did it with Judas. He did it with Esau and Jacob. He brought Esther to life for the plan. Joseph and Mary was born what? For the plan. Paul was born for the plan. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was born for what? The plan. Joseph was born for the plan to stop the extermination of Israel. And everything that tried to come against Joseph, God brought reinforcement because it was God's plan. Not Joseph's plan. It was God's plan. And so this is what God wants to encourage you this night. Because you are in cooperation with God. Because you love God. I don't care what kind of calamities you're going through. I don't care what you're going through in your bodies, mind, spirit, soul, emotion. I don't care what your families are going through. I don't care what you're going through on that job. I don't care what you're going through financially. I don't care what you are going through in your fellowship. I don't care what you're going through in your personal relationship. Because you love God, all things are working together for your good. Right now. Why? Because when things don't want to obey God, God make that thing yield to him. God comes in and prevent anything that will work against his plan when you're included in the saints of God. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to know that God loves you so much. There was a prayer that was prayed a couple of weeks ago for someone in our church. There was a giant was coming against the plan of God. There was a giant which was a business, a big company. So one person fell apart, and God had me to encourage the other one. You stay faithful. You stay faithful. You remain consistent because you love God. And I heard a report today, that person, God came against that giant for that person, and that person received the benefit. That person received the benefit because everything that the enemy had set up, I don't care how big that giant was, God knows the giant. He created all things. That spirit that was over that cooperation had to come subject to the purpose of God. And that person went to their P.O. box and got their check. What am I saying, saints of God? All things are working together for your good. I don't care what kind of giants you're facing. I don't care what kind of crisis you're in. It must come in agreement with God. It must come subject to the will of God. It must be, because God is the glue to all things and is working together for your good. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Good evening, Pastor. This is Sharon.
Okay.
I've been home the last two nights. Somehow I slipped a disc in my back on Sunday evening, and I just can't shake this. I can't get out the bed. I can't walk. I can't do nothing.
Okay. Pray for you, Sister Sharon. Need healing. Anyone that need prayer tonight? We're going to go before the throne room, saints of God. He's a deliverer. He's God, and he's the glue that makes things stay together for his purpose, for his intents, for his things that he has predetermined beforehand. So you just a part of the plan. You was grafted into the plan. And God wants you to be encouraged tonight. The word of God comes to encourage us, to build us up when things are falling apart. The word of God that comes in to bring reinforcement. The word of God comes in to stop every giant, to frustrate every plan of the heathen. The word of God comes in to overrule. This is what his word says, saints of God. I think it's in Proverbs 21 and 30. He said there's no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Nothing. I don't care how smart the devil think he is. I don't care how smart people think they is, or whatever they try to do. No counsel can come against the counsel of the Lord. You need to stand on that word, Proverbs 21:30. No counsel can stand against the counsel of God. God overrules every counsel, everything. God overrules. And when some team player ain't working right, God gonna replace it with the right thing to work for your good, thanks to God. He brings in that need to be glued to you for you to be successful, for you to come out as a winner, for all things work together for your good. I don't care what falls apart. Many times they have to fall apart for the right thing to come together. Many times it's a hindrance, and something has to fall apart because it's not in the plan of God. Don't get angry. Don't get upset. When things begin to fall apart, just know God is getting ready to replace. When things begin to get into a place of disturbance, remember God is going to release confusion. Remember God going to bring in a team player. Just remember that God going to replace, that God has a setup, that God has a setup before you became, because his plan and his intent's going to work. And nothing can stop it. For it's an event that has been predestined by God, not human, by God, out of the mouth of God. So whenever things begin to get rock and rolly, and look like, is it really going to work? Yes, it's going to work because you are in love with God. And God created, God make it work. He bring in reinforcement. He caused that thing to be turned around. And you begin to see some fruit. You begin to see the goodness of God. You begin to see doors open up. You begin to see yourself in a new surrounding. You begin to see yourself in with a bounty. You begin to see good measure pressed down, shaking together, and running over. You begin to see health spring forth in your body, mind, spirit, and soul. Why? Because all things are working together for your good. Father, we thank you tonight for your word, that you spoke your word before the foundation was formed, and everything came out of your mouth was produced by a word. It became because you spoke it, Father Jesus, and nothing could stop what you had predestined. It was the plan of God, not men and women's plan, but the plan of God. When anything came in to handicap your plan or to stop your plan, you moved. You brought reinforcement. You came in and confound the enemy. You will come in and do whatever need to be done to bring reinforcement to uphold your plan. It's your word. It's from Revelation. It's from Genesis to Revelation. You will not let anything come against your plan. Your plan is your will. You will block. You will prevent. You will stop anything. You will dissolve it. And you will bring disconnection. You will cause everything to fall apart that tries to work against your plan, because you are God. And Father, this word is to encourage your people. The ones that are in love with you, this is a word for them. You say all things work together for good. But those who love him, those who have called, who are called according to his purpose, according to his purpose, not their purpose, but according to his will, has been predestined by the mouth of God. The plan you set up and the people that are to be a part of the plan. If one don't work, someone else going to work. Because your plan will not fail. You say heaven and earth will pass away, but your word does not pass away. If you spoke it, it's going, that event going to happen. And you're going to bless that person that's in your plan. And Father, I send your word tonight over the airways, over the people of God, that the Spirit of God is working for their good right now. If they're going through any persecution, any suffering, whatever calamities, whatever crisis, it must come subject and cooperate with the purpose of God for them tonight. Whatever group they're connected with, and the partnership is falling apart. The team players are no longer playing the team, playing the game right. Families are falling apart. Fellowships are falling apart. Jobs are falling apart. Business are falling apart. Relationship. People are suffering in their body, in their spirit, their soul, and their emotion. Because they that love you, God, the enemy cannot stop what you have purpose. So I pray this prayer in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will cause everything to cooperate with your purpose, oh God, for the event of 2018 that they're walking through, God. That the Spirit of God will cause everything that you have prophesied that these events must come to pass. And they are part of the plan, Father Jesus. And I thank you tonight that you're bringing a reinforcement to them. You are upholding them, oh God. And you're causing everything, God, that will come to stop your plan to be stopped. You're blocking every demonic spirit, every power of darkness. You did it for Daniel because Daniel was in your plan, God. You brought in reinforcement, oh God, so that Daniel's prayers would be manifest. The devil hated because the man prayed, because the man was in agreement with the will of God. So the Spirit of God sent in reinforcement so the plans of God could manifest in the earth. And you did it because we read it. And, Father, we thank you tonight that this word going north, south, east, and west to all the surrounding, to whatever crisis, whatever thing that they're going through, that they cannot fix it, it's already done because of Jesus, because of the cross, because of what God said, because they are in love with God. And I thank you, Father, that you overrule and you disappoint every wicked thing that's coming against them, oh Father, that the Spirit of God will annihilate and that the purpose of God will cause everything to yield to your purpose tonight. And I call success over your people in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will bring success in their families, on their job, in their business, in relationships, in their fellowship, whatever, God, they're going through, that the Spirit of God will come against the spirit of frustration as he did for Jesus. He stopped Harold. He stopped everything that the enemy has set up against Jesus. He stopped it. Everything that came against Mary, he stopped it. All the assaults, all the things to destroy her character, he stopped it. Because Mary was in your plan, Father. And I thank you tonight, Father. We stand on your word. Sister Sharon, lay your hand, put your hand, place your hand on your back, that place that you're feeling the discomfort. Father, in Jesus' name, as a point of contact, we stand in agreement tonight, Sister Sharon and I. We send the word of God to touch your back, that discomfort now, in Jesus' name, that the healing virtues of Jesus begin to massage her back in Jesus' name, that the virtues of Jesus move everything that's causing discomfort in the name of Jesus. Pain conceptive to the word, infirmity conceptive to the word. We cast out the spirit of infirmity by the blood of Jesus in the word of God. We thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus moving through her back, moving through her legs, moving through all parts of her body, that this body was created by God. You created that body, God, to move. We thank you for the Spirit of God who created that body. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost moved through that body, caused that body to agree, caused that body to concept it with the will of God. With the stripes of Jesus, she's healed. You sent your word to heal her in Jesus' name. Body, concept to the created hand of God. Body, obey God in Jesus' name. Legs, move. Pain, dissipate. Move now by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Agree with the word of God. The blood rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the spirit of infirmity. Go back to the pits in Jesus' name because she's healed in the spirit of healing. Move through her body in the virtues of Jesus. Touch her body in Jesus' name. You gave us power and authority over demonic spirit. Demonic spirit conceptive to the word tonight, and we thank you now that it's done by faith in Jesus' name because the spirit of the word has cast this infirmity out. She's healed by faith in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you for it. And God, we thank you tonight that the people of God stand in faith. The ones that's in love with God, who's a team player, who agree with the word of God, that's co-labor, that's a helper in partnership with the will of God, that you bless them supernaturally tonight, that the spirit of health begin to move through their bodies if there is infirmities in their body, that the spirit of God open up doors of employment for those that need jobs, that the spirit of God bring peace around the surroundings, whatever surrounding they're in tonight. The peace you give, not as the world give it to your people tonight. That the Spirit of God will heal relationship. That the Spirit of God will heal family matters. That the Spirit of God will go into jail cells and those places where the people are incarcerated. That the Spirit of the Word will go in, draw in and save, Father. That family that praying for that loved one that seemed to be in a place where they are handicapped, where they can't break the system, that the Spirit of God has somebody interceding because they love God and that family member comes subject. That the spirit of drug addiction loose that family member because somebody loved God is praying. That the spirit of addiction go to the pits in Jesus' name. That the spirit of homelessness go to the pits in Jesus' name because we are praying for the homeless in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God go to the pits. Go to those places, God, for those that financially crippled, that the Spirit of God supply every need in Jesus' name. Those that mentally disturbed, where the enemy is tormenting them in their mind, that the spirit of soundness go to their mind in Jesus' name. That the comforter bring all things to their remembrance in the name of Jesus. And Father, those, hallelujah, that the spirit of the enemy seducing, that the spirit of seduction loose the man or woman of God, because somebody is praying in Jesus' name. That the spirit of humility take over in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you tonight that the Spirit of God, we are in cooperation with your purpose tonight. We are in agreement tonight because we need the reinforcement of God to uphold us. We need the Spirit of God to prevent the plans of Satan. We need the Spirit of God to block everything that Satan has sent up against us. We need the Spirit of God to come against the wicked one for our sake, to overrule every wicked counsel. We come in Jesus' name, casting down imagination in every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight that we're being transformed to your image, conformed to the image of God, meaning the Spirit of God inside of us. We're yielding and in cooperation, in harmony with you, God, your attributes, your love, your obedience, because we love you tonight. And your word says all things are working together for our good. We are team players tonight, not working selfish against anyone. We are co-laborers with God in Christ Jesus. And we thank you tonight, God. We're in partnership with you because we love you. You say all things are working together for our good. We send the blessings of God to be over all the affairs tonight. All things are working for their good. That their affairs are subject to the will of God. And all things are working together for their good. In their affairs, wherever their affairs are tonight, that all things are working together for good. We stand together tonight in agreement. We stand believing. We in a spirit of unity tonight. You said we believe and doubt not. We shall have what we say. We said we believe and receive it as done, because all things are working together for our good. And we praise you for it. We thank you that the Spirit of God have counseled every device that Satan has sent out against us. Every ungodly counsel has been counseled because of God's will. And we give you praise for it. We give you thanksgiving for it, because we believe you, because we are in love with you tonight. And we give you thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints. It's working together for your good because you are in love with God. You are being transformed and conformed to his image, Christ-like, his attributes, his ways, his desires. You are in agreement because you are in love with him. And I don't care what the enemy has set up. It's been counseled because of the word of God. We are in agreement with what God's word says tonight, that he said he overruled those wicked things, those wicked counsels. Those things have been set out against you, been blocked by the word of God, been annihilated by the word of God. All things this night is working together for your good, because you that are in love with God, claim it, speak it, believe it, and receive it, because you are in love with God. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. You're listening. You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.